Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Pod podcast. Whatever that means.
I have some big news.
Thanks for your inquiry, but I'm not going to comment on these reports.
Keith and I, we were just working on our karaoke.
He's a lot better than I thought he was. He used different angles. He was a tough competitor.
Live from Gold FM's breakfast table, it's Bridge's feed.
A lot going on, as we know. It's the 20th anniversary today of Princess Diana's death. Everyone knows where they were. I was talking about it earlier. I think a lot of people did, and not in a dramatic way, but everyone felt very touched as if we lost someone we knew, the people's princess. Everyone's coming out now. Paul Burrell's everywhere, the ex-butler. He's saying that, because there's so many conspiracy theories, he's saying that there is no way that the driver was drunk, because remember everyone said he was drunk?
There was that, yeah.
But he insisted that there was no way that bodyguard Trevor Rhys-Jones would have let him drive. I think he survived, Trevor Rhys-Jones, didn't he?
I think
the bodyguard did.
He did.
Yeah. We just found out recently, too, that one of the first paramedics on the scene just saw, didn't know it was Princess Di lying in the back seat. And she said, oh, my God, what's happened?
Horrific.
And she was lucid. She wasn't covered in blood, so it was all internal injuries. She had the heart attack. He brought her back to life, and that's all he knew when he put her in the ambulance was, cool, it is Princess Di, she will be okay. So it was such a sad day. But anyway, moving on. Am I on trend or am I on trend?
No, always on trend.
You're ahead of the bell curve.
Yeah.
In fact, if someone says to me I'm on trend, well, then I have to move on.
Yeah.
To find the next thing.
Because I don't want to be part of the sheeple.
No, you're never a sheeple.
Excuse me, look at this. Look at this photo. What's back? That's right. What's back? Oh, yep. Curls are back.
Curls are
big
back.
Curls
big
back.
Curls.
Big curls.
I'll be able to bring back the spider perm.
Big
They should never see the light of day ever again.
Can everyone right now Google spider perm?
No, it was before my heyday.
I've seen that. I need a photo of that. No. I've seen the dreadies. I've seen the flat top. Like you're growing out. You know when you grow alfalfa in the cotton buds? You know, in the cotton.
Yes.
I've seen that. I've seen all your hair. Didn't know the perm.
No, it was before the footy.
Bring back the perm. Bring back the perm.
There's a new hashtag.
Well, the perfect thing is, right, because I hate hair, and ladies, you'll get this. In summer, you hate using a hairdryer because you start sweating from everywhere. Under boob sweat, everywhere sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's hot and you're trying to blow dry. My hair is naturally curly. I'm just going to
The girls need
let
the curls.
Let it go, let it go. And you're supposed to have a curly fringe too.
Ah.
Who's just got a fringe?
On trend.
That's right.
On trend. Good.
Okay, who's the bloke who's turning girls gay?
I don't know.
How would you feel? I know a lot of men that have said, yes, my partner left me for a woman, and it has made them feel quite emasculated. I think some men, though, would find it quite, I think you might be quite turned on. Nice. Shall I say that?
At least they won't be taking my golf clubs.
Well, it looks like Matty J from The Bachelor.
Really?
Really and truly. Cyan Kelly, she left the show in dramatic fashion a few weeks back saying, no, this is all too much pressure. I'm too good for him. She has, and this is what it says, introducing Mrs. and Mrs. Flog. They're calling themselves. I'll show you a photo, though. Anyway, there's the happy.
Yeah, they are happy.
They are happy.
Yeah, they're happy.
Very good-looking girls. Very good-looking girls together. And but it's not the first time because there was two from last year's series as well.
Right.
That hooked up and they
but
were together
think,
and went and lived in Bali for a while.
Yeah.
But is it a bit of a publicity stunt because once they got a lot of publicity on Instagram for, like, there's a lot of photos, and if you want to look it up, Cyan Kelly, both of them in underwear together.
The cynic would suggest maybe.
And lots of them showing their abs in their underwear and in bed and just, you know,
no.
I think there's a bit of that. But there are a few girls in this year's show that have admitted that past relationships they were with girls.
Oh, the batchy.
So the batchy. So the new coin phrase is Matty J turn girls gay. There we go.
Bridge and Spider.
Are
you sitting there just looking and smiling?
Because I think this is a really beautiful moment. People often say to me, what's the real spider like? We know there's that opinionated side and spider spray, but I always say to people, you know what? He's a bloody good dad. He's such a good dad to all of his kids and even the ones down in Melbourne. And I think this is just a really nice moment.
Well, yeah, and we know Father's Day is coming up and, you know, a lot of dads out there do have you know, children interstate, or do you have children that they don't see a lot? So
it's a tough day for some.
It is a very tough day, and when you don't get to see your children all the time, it can be tough for a lot of dads. But, you know, there's ways around it, and my advice is that there will be a time that, they come around.
It's been 15 years since you spent Father's Day
something around that.
with your girls that live in Melbourne.
All together.
But, you know, the wonderful thing about modern technology is that your girls have been able to do video messages for you.
Yes.
Caitlin and Anae. For Father's Day. Yes, you get to spend Father's Day with your son, Boston, who lives up here on the Gold Coast with your wife,
Sheree. Boss, yeah.
But you have that link to those video messages. Let's play those messages. First up with Anae's
father's. Click on this.
Click on that now. Okay. And let's hear what she has to say about her dad and why she loves you.
Here's a video just to thank you for everything you've done for me. And most importantly, to wish you a happy Father's Day. You introduced me to socks and sandals, which is a trend of yours I will never ever follow, along with only wearing or owning Puma clothes. At least that was trendy once. You taught me useful life hacks like sleeping in a school uniform so that you don't have to get changed in the morning, or mixing three cereals together if I was undecided on which one to choose. Your lame excuse of fashion and clumsiness has brought you a long way, and I'm proud to say you are easily the best father out. From your favourite daughter, Anae.
That's Anae's. If you want to click on your other daughter, Caitlin.
Anae's 15.
Yeah.
So that is awesome. Yeah.
Caitlin's a bit older than Anae.
Caitlin's, I've been saying she's 23, but I think she's a bit older. Yeah, you just say she's... Yeah.
Well, you were 19, so you were a baby yourself when you had Caitlin.
Yeah, I was only young when I had Caitlin, so I grew up through a lot, you know, with Caitlin.
All right, well, Caitlin has some words for you too, why she loves you.
Happy Father's Day. I guess the reason why I love my dad so much is because he was the only one that was proud of me when I got my first detention. Mind you, it was my only detention because I was a nerd. I would like to thank him for all the opportunities that I've had because of him. I mean, I guess all the things that I've been able to do growing up. I am, and I was, and I still am very, very fortunate to be able to live the life that I do because of him. If I could change one thing, I guess it would be that they lived closer, or he lived closer, so I could see him more often. Sorry I can't be there for Father's Day, but I hope you have a great day.
That's your daughter, Caitlin, which is...
That's really nice, hey?
It's very nice.
I will say, though, you know, you are such a good dad, and it's been 15 years, and you'll do anything for your girls.
Yeah, well, that's why you have them.
You always will, exactly right. But there are fathers who never see their daughters, and you will do what it takes. You will fly down, and there's been times you've said that you haven't had the chance to see them, and you've been stuck in a hotel room because you're not allowed to see them. Well, it's not the end, because we've organised a very special Father's Day for you.
We have organised something very
special. We've got Caitlin and Anae to fly up from Melbourne for you.
Yeah. I was wondering why you wanted to film this. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Anae.
Have you given your dad a cuddle? Hey.
Come around here, Caitlin and Anae.
Look at this.
Bridge has organised all this.
This is nothing to do with this. This is not even the same videos we did the other day.
No. There's been a lot of work behind the scenes to make this happen, and your beautiful wife Sheree is right here as well. Girls, what did we have to go to make this happen? How good is this that you're here for your dad for Father's Day?
Late night flight last night. Didn't get to bed till midnight, and I go to bed at 8 o'clock. So
Sheree didn't go to her girlfriend's house.
No, she did not.
No, that's right. And it's been a good 10 to 15 years since you've all been together for Father's Day.
Yeah, been quite some time, actually.
Yeah, it is. Because when we finished, obviously, Caitlin then started to travel and went around. So,
Thank you very much. Look at the smile on the face.
I've never seen... I don't spend a lot of time. Even Boston, we don't see the kids off, as Caitlin said in her video, as much as we'd like to.
And how good is it, too, for Boston? You know, hey, darling, that you're here with your big sisters.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It's really good. So also what we've done with you for you is Bin 89 straight after this for lunch. They're having a lovely lunch so you can all be together and have a really beautiful day because you're a good dad. Tell everyone how good he is, hey?
He's the best.
Just a legend.
10 out of 10.
No, he is. But you know what? It's like we often speak to heroes and they always talk themselves down. your dad always talks himself down and goes, don't make a big deal of it. But he is so good, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I thought you were going to say he talks himself up.
Yeah.
You know? Wouldn't be surprised about that.
With other stuff, yeah. But when it comes to being a dad, he always talks himself down. But the stories I hear, he's such an awesome dad.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, Caitlin grew up in the front seat of a combi in her car, in a car seat. Days I've never seen Caitlin. I've never seen a kid be able to sleep on two chairs at a pub so well.
Oh, and
she's grown up beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah,
kids.
You should be so proud of your girls, Spider, and obviously your son, Boston. And hopefully Father's Day this year is going to be just a little bit better for you, buddy.
Well, it is already. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well organised, Bridge.
Yeah.
There we go.
Great sleuth detective work.
Yeah.
And thank you also to, obviously, your wife, Cherie.
Cherie,
that was
legend.
A big part of this conspiracy. It's feeling good, bud?
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Gold. Malcolm Turnbull. You know, my good friends Bridge and Spider are the first people I turn to find out what's cracking and hot on the Gold.
Order!
92.5 Gold FM.
Hey, Prime Minister, it was a big fight over the weekend. Did you get to watch it? Of course, McConnell versus Mayweather.
Well, Spider, of course I did. I invited some mates over for the Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight. I'm a massive fight fan. I turned the back room into a Vegas man cave.
Oh.
There were large eskies of Bundys and Coke and icy cold VBs. There were round girls in short shorts serving mini hot dogs and party pies. We even had a croupier and a firing range. It was, everybody had a terrific time.
Oh, is that fair dinkum, really?
Yeah, come on.
Bridget. No, it's not. No, Lucy won't let me have those kind of parties. No. She says it leaves terrible marks on the marble in the atrium. And that men always miss the toilet. That's why she pulls the first cork on the Sangiovese and throws it in the dunny.
Yeah.
So they've got something to aim at.
She
said Bundy brings out the worst in me too. Plus, I haven't got any friends. So it was just a normal old weekend last weekend for me. I sourced some heirloom carrots from a farmer's market for my beef bourguignon. And I watched a pirated copy of Guardians of the Galaxy 2 on my home cinema, all alone.
So
I get knockoffs from Sam Bastiari. He torrents and burns for us all up there in Canberra.
There's a lot
going on, little Sam.
There's a lot going on with you, Prime Minister. Yeah. We know you're very, very busy, but even Lee Sales got stuck in here last night. Well, on Monday night, actually.
Monday night it was, yes. But I don't know why I go on that show. I must be a masochist because she always panthers me to Lee. And, some time ago, I was in Byron Bay at a farmer's market. I was up in Byron for a housewarming for a friend. He was just getting a little weekender, an 18-room place up on the cliff.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to a tarot card reader because I do like the alternative dark arts. And she warned me to beware of the fire crotch. And I thought at the time the Svengali was warning me about venereal diseases. It was a tacit reminder to practice safe sex. But as it turns out, it's been a warning of red-headed women. First there was Julia.
Yeah.
Then there was Pauline. And now Lee.
No.
I mean, you're the only ranger in my life, Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
The only one I can trust.
Oh. God bless
you. The rest of them aren't right.
Oh, well, I tell you what, that, and you in that leather jacket the other day, that combination, dearie me, all right.
Oh,
hey,
I looked like born to be mild.
He's doing things for you and me, believe
Bruce always
me.
Said to me, zip it right up to the top, keep your chest warm.
Yeah.
Okay, this is our favourite bit. Prime Minister, what are you singing at the moment?
Come on.
Well, you know that I love Billy Joel, and I had all of his hits on the Bentley Selector.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was listening to Piano Man, and I think there's some problems with the plot and some of the lyrics. You know, now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking to Davey, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Now, Paul, you didn't have time for a wife because you're in a bar, mate, drinking martinis and scotch. Get out there. Get on Tinder. Meet somebody. Real estate agents, they're not popular. Get a new job. And then the manager, that chorus or verse. It's a pretty good crowd for a Saturday. And the manager gives me a smile because he knows it's me they've been coming to see to forget about life for a while. No, Billy, they haven't been coming to see you, mate. They're alcoholics. They're going into a bar to get smashed. There just happens to be a bloke playing a piano in the corner. La-da-da-di-da. Now, before I go, I just want to say the 92.5 Gold FM rocks the Gold Coast show. Get down there, folks. Get a show bag, go and pet the animals and go and eat one. I mean, they serve a variety of foods down there, I'd imagine. Some pork belly. Good on you guys. It's always a pleasure, never a chore.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.